dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, which means a chance for you to be a winner with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Also, Scott Steinbrook, the head coach of the Kearney High soccer team, boys soccer team, coming off a GNAC championship, is going to join us. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about tonight's baseball game, Huskers in Wichita State. They come in with a solid 21-10 record. The game can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and you can also view it on Nebraska Educational Television. But outside of that, it's pretty wide open for your phone calls, your emails. Always love to hear from you. The email address, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always give us a buzz as well, 888-455-ESPN, the number you'll need for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. Doug Duda along with the Big Daddy Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Derek Stinson here on this Tuesday. God, I should probably do my taxes today.
That'd be a good idea to get a jump start on those. Douglas, anyway, yesterday we just had a minute to comment on it. We talked about the trade to the New York Jets, Santonio Holmes. I had no idea. I knew he was the number one option for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was seventh in receiving last year. Seventh overall in receiving last year. And they got a fifth-round pick. You can't go out and find anybody that's available the 7th. Yeah, this was his contract year. They were going to have to do a new deal after this. But they get a fifth-round pick for him? Don't you smack who's ever trading? Can't you get a third-round pick for the guy? Apparently not. I know he's gone 4 years. I know there are 4 games to start the season. But a fifth-round pick? That seems to be embarrassing when you look at the production that he put up this year. When they shop the guy around at all? Or the New York Jets just called and said, hey, we'd offer you a fifth-round pick. Okay, thanks. That sounds great. Click. How long did the conversation take? That's the only offer they had? Seventh in receiving. And now, apparently, you're going out on a limb. You had to get rid of one bad guy, so you got rid of Holmes, and or one that made, not to say a bad guy in Roethlisberger, but the off-field issues with Roethlisberger. You got to meet with the commissioner today. But seventh overall, and you get a fifth-round pick. And I mentioned yesterday, that would be like changing him to Japan again, an egg roll and a wonton soup back. Well, that would be better than the fifth-round pick, I think. What? Pittsburgh Steelers, let's go. A proud franchise, but they hand the reins to the young Rooney, and he's already blowing this deal up? What is going on? The guy's seventh. There's only 6 people in the freaking NFL that got more receiving yards than this guy. You got a fifth-round pick? God, I don't... Who negotiated that? Farnsworth agent? I just don't understand. I don't understand what they're doing. Nonetheless, I had no idea yesterday when we talked that he was a 7th overall most productive receiver in the NFL.
As you can tell, folks, we're going to need help to fill the hour today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
Got Matthew and Kearney on the line, guys.
Matt and Kearney, what's going on?
Doug, I was just going to let you know you might want to feed Daddy. He just compared a Chinese food reference to NFL, so you might want to just feed him. And he might be okay for the next half hour.
Well, he always has a little snack before the show, and or else a full course meal. So, hey, Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Later, guys.
Yeah, it's always that's all that's on your mind, isn't it? Food.
No, I
did. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Didn't have anything for breakfast this morning.
Oh, Daddy, come on.
It's an unhealthy start to the day, Daddy.
About 5:30, I had about 3 handfuls of Honey Smacks. That's what I had.
You have a seriously flawed everything.
Derek, okay. Derek, here's the deal. Super Sugar Crisp or Honey Smacks?
I go with the Honey Smacks.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Although Lucky Charms.
Does it matter where you buy your cereal? It seems like some places the Frosted Flakes are big flakes, and other places they're all crushed up and mush. Does it matter where you buy them?
I like the big puffier ones myself.
Well, I'm just talking.
You go
about
with the flakes, though. You got to go with like a Special K, because then you get your fiber. It doesn't. They don't sog as fast as the
healthy
Frosted Flakes.
Healthy can kiss my. No way.
If you put enough sugar on it, then
they say about fiber too.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, put enough sugar on it, it tastes about like a Frosted Flake.
John and Carney says, "Hey, why don't you send Santonio Holmes to the Raiders? We'll give them Jamarcus Russell."
Another dandy contract somebody got away with.
And again, when we get into Royals talk here on the radio, and you're exactly right, we brought it up yesterday, Kansas City actually scoring some runs. They're giving up some runs, but they scored some runs yesterday. They're up 8-3, so, you know, manager Trey Hillman's figuring, you know what, this probably we can bring in Farnsworth here in a situation where it's not going to hurt us too bad. Until he immediately loads the bases! One pitch, bam, hit.
What was Parrish doing that was so bad?
I know he's not the only... he has to come out. He has to come out of the game. I know he can't be the only one in all of professional sports, but guys, is there somebody on your gals, guys, is there somebody on the team you root for that you just don't understand why they're on that team, what they contribute, what they possibly can contribute to your team? The question is, why is someone on your team? Do you have someone that you're just going, get rid of this guy? And I mean for performance issues. I don't mean that, I just don't like the guy, or he used to be a Yankee and now he's a Twin and I don't like him. I mean just a legit reason. And that could be at the top of our Bull or No Bull today, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center. All you have to do is email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. If your team doesn't have somebody like that, it's no bull. If it's bull, well, they do have somebody like that, and you want to get rid of them. So Ace Hardware and Garden Center says take a look at their Toro Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing, and plus at Ace, all power equipment fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go, backing it with their service after the sale. Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, Kearney in Grand Island. Does your team, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, you just go, this guy has no reason to being on the team because he does not help the team at all. He hurts the team.
It used to be
Kyle Farnsworth.
Todd Wellemeyer.
Well, he used to be a pitcher, yeah. And it's hard to believe that you could pick somebody out on a franchise like the Royals, or pick a bad team, Pittsburgh, you know, the Buffalo Bills, the New Jersey Nets. But you can actually pick a guy out that hurts the ball club. Kyle Farnsworth is it.
I just got to check. John Parrish, who's 5-for-5 this year, every time he's coming in the game, ERA of 0.0, has not allowed a run. He's making $600,000. Farnsworth's making $4.5 million, people. And obviously he's been around the Major League Baseball system enough that you can't trade him or option him anywhere because he'll refuse it, and then they just, okay, here's a check. And they would just, that's what they have to do, which I would wish they would just do that.
Well, he's a tough guy.
Maybe well, you get those tattoos and those glasses.
Were you watching the Royals game yesterday when a Detroit fan jumped into the dugout?
Crazy guy. He wanted a ball.
No, he was hammered.
I know.
He had no idea what he wanted.
He said he was down.
They need to take care of these people. Not slap on the wrist, ha-ha, funny, because you just don't know. You don't know what's going on here. Some places you've got immense security. I mean, you got immense security following Tiger Woods, and then all of a sudden some clown jumps into a dugout. You don't know what this idiot's doing.
And from where they said he jumped from, actually probably lucky he didn't break something. It wasn't like it was a 4-foot hop down off a little railing.
Well, I think he came over the top of the dugout.
Like a spider monkey. I mean, he was down at the one end of the dugout. Down at the one end of the dugout, they said asking for a ball. Well, obviously, in a drunken state, and the Royals player, like, whatever, dude. They're just ignoring him. Then all of a sudden, literally from about a fourth of the way in, came right over the roof of the and jumped into the dugout, and obviously security's right there to get him out of there. But
now he knows what handcuffs feel like.
Good for him.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number to give us a buzz at today. Oh, Daddy. I you know what? Because we're talking about a lot of meaningless stuff right now, it would seem like, you know, stuff that's not going to shatter the world. Let me talk about Nebraska spring football. Yesterday we broke it down with Mitch Sherman, and we're going to talk more about it as the week goes on. But to tell you how intense every practice is, the big release is all Rex Burkhead. All Rex Burkhead. Here we go.
Which you actually brought up yesterday before that was ever printed by Roy Lou.
Yeah.
Which one of your pet peeves has always been the next greatest thing is a guy that's backing.
Well, that wasn't the point. The point yesterday was that we've been hearing about everything, and I have not heard Roy Helu's name brought up
once. Totally agree.
Okay.
Totally agree.
Here is the release from the University of Nebraska. Beginning the final week of preparation before the 2010 spring game, the Husker football team practiced for 2 hours in the Hawks Championship Center and then outside on the grass practice fields. Oh, my goodness. Some in, some out. What a day. Sophomore running back Rex Burkhead says he thinks progress has been made this spring, but there is plenty of work ahead the final week. Burkhead said, quote,
I think we've improved, but we haven't done anything yet. We haven't played one game, so you really can't tell. I think we're coming along really well in the passing game and the running game.
Burkhead also noted the improvement he's seen in the offensive line throughout spring preparation, saying,
they're doing well. They're really competing there every day. Coach Cotton is really pushing them. I think they're doing a tremendous job.
Burkhead says he will vie for time with senior running back Roy Helu Jr. The duo has spent a lot of time preparing in the offseason, especially in the form of competing with each other in workouts. Burkhead said,
on speed days, it was always to see who could finish first, or in the weight room, who could lift more, or do it the quickest. Every day has been a competition throughout the winter workouts. It's helped us bond even closer. It's really helped the team.
And that's the entire report. There's your Nebraska football spring report for that exciting 2-hour workout yesterday in Lincoln. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow afternoon.
So it looks like Roy Helu, Rex Burkhead, certainly 1-1A co-favorites to be the starting running back.
Who's Roy Helu Jr. is the starting running back for the University of Nebraska. Rex Burkhead will be the backup if they are both healthy and 100%.
Fullback is one of our favorite players, Tyler Legate. He'll be back to lead this team.
How much fullback will there be?
Well, he'll get a catch, 2 touchdowns for 1 yard, and that'll be his two. He'll be 2 for 2.
Story today in the Lincoln Journal Star on Joe Brockmeyer, the Aurora native. God, I didn't know he was a 23-year-old senior.
Yeah,
it just seemed
only
like
only 1 year left.
I thought he was like a sophomore going in, played baseball, redshirted, but then you don't get that eligibility year, so he was in as a. I didn't realize that 23-year-old senior hoping to just get in a game at wide receiver.
You know, actually, when we were in Kansas City, I brought his name up to Sipple, who was sitting next to me, and he says, Tony, they like him. He is going to play. You know, I thought, yeah, let's pub a kid from in the state. We got the Rodriguez kid coming. Let's give him some love. They really like his athleticism, really like his hands, and he's going to play a lot of receiver for this team this fall.
Good article. Check it out, Lincoln Journal Star. Go online, journalstar.com, and read the article on Aurora's Joe Brockmeyer. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, your emails, Scott Steinbrook, head soccer coach at Kearney High, all that still to come on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
It's all about UNK Athletics, Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy.
Moberly is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Moberly, during the Doug and Daddy Show, on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area today as we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. A nice sort of chance for showers or storms develops late. With a high of 78, south winds will stay at 15 to 30. Back to 52 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 68.
Rex Burkhead. Delusional wants to know if Rex Burkhead really does sound like Steve Urkel. I don't know, the entire interview yesterday lasted less than a minute, just to let you know that that's how exciting it was. Jeff in Kearney, our Powder Blue Royals fan, says Farnsworth and his gas can arm have to go. Podsednik and Ankiel, on the other hand, have been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, it's certainly Podsednik stealing bases. You know, he's an older guy, been around a while. They like that veteran presence in the lineup. How long, hopefully, he'll be able to keep that speed up throughout the year, and hopefully it won't fall off, because he could be a real, real valuable asset to this team. And, hey, who would have thought Jason Kendall could run like he does, either?
Well, it'll be nicer once the Royals get out of this powerful Central Division, because Detroit, Boston, Detroit, Minnesota, Toronto, and Minnesota, and then they get Seattle, Tampa Bay. You know, once they start playing the Baltimores, you know, the Yankees, the Tampa Bays of the world, where they can get some wins, I think we'll see some things.
The powerful Central. I like how you said that.
I'm looking here.
Like we're the Yankees and Reds. Like we're battling out the
Yankees. They don't play the Yankees till July the 22nd.
Well, it beats the last, what,
is that it? They only play them once at home and once on the road. Then they play at home August the 12th is the series at home. Trying to double check that. Yeah, I think that's it. They're scared. I wish we got to play some of those teams as much.
Beats the last 4 or 5 years when you played the Yankees, what, 6 out of your first 9 games or whatever it has been?
And then not see them until the last week of the season. Royals and Tigers right after the Doug and Daddy Show. First pitch is at 12:05 today here on ESPN Radio.
It's kind of a strange setup to go 3 day games in a row, but unless it's early.
Six in a row for Detroit, actually. Six in a row for Detroit, not for Kansas City, but six in a row for Detroit.
Having troubles with the lights or... What we got going on there?
I don't know. And Tony, what's up with Minnesota? I still want to say, why did they have to build a brand new outdoor football stadium and baseball stadium? It seems like we're going backwards in time here.
Well, they wanted it for so long because that Metrodome was so outdated, Doug. And I've been to the Metrodome. I thought it was a great place to watch baseball when I was there. They've got so many memories in the Metrodome. Now, much like Texas Stadium, those memories are all but gone. You're starting to build new memories.
Yeah, we didn't talk much about the implosion of Texas Stadium yesterday, but obviously, imploding the greatest stadium in all of the National Football League, more wins than anybody else. I mean, it's just, home of champions. Home of champions.
Was there any reason obviously there was a reason, but 7 o'clock, why would they do that?
They always do the implosions early in the morning for traffic considerations. And lack of, they try to do it so there's not that many people. Yeah, people come out and watch it, but they keep them so far away. Sunday mornings are usually when the implosions occur. Fewest. I mean, think about it. How many times are you up at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning?
3. I've been goose hunting 3 times on Sunday morning.
See, so there you go. There you go.
Fair enough. I can't believe that 7-year-old kid got to pull the trigger to start the... Kind of funny that the guy that was the detonation company that does all these implosions from all over, the one guy was a Cowboy fan, but the lead guy was a 49er fan, the boss. Well, he was actually jumped on the first deal that pounded the holes where they put the dynamite. He said, this feels great. I want to start this project. So he actually got his operator off of the machine doing it and got out there. He said, that felt so good to do that. Thought that was pretty funny, but he's a true 49er fan, and then, of course, he had the Cowboy fan. 20,000 people showed up for the implosion.
Tailgating. That's the way you do it, Cowboy fans.
$25 a car.
That's the way you do it. Hey, let's do a little Troutman's Tuesday trivia. 888-455-3776. We'll take you on the air today. 888-455-3776. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. If you haven't won the last 2 months, you are eligible. So call now. 888-455-ESPN. Daddy, the NFL Draft is coming up next week. So let's take a look at it. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kenny.
Kenny, here is the question. 16 players have been invited to New York to be in the NFL draft room. Now, Ndamukong Suh's one of them. Sam Bradford's one of them. C.J. Spiller's one of them. But there are 16 overall. I'm going to give you the name of one of the 16. You have to tell me which college he attended. And here is the first one. Joe Hayden. Any guess?
USC.
What was that?
USC.
That is incorrect. Thanks. Try again. 888-455-ESPN. These are the... I'm picking supposedly the top 16 players in college football. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jason.
Jason. Okay, one of the 16 players invited to the draft is Dan Williams. Where did he go to college?
Hawaii.
That is incorrect. Thanks, Jason. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone line. So who are we chatting with?
This is Greg.
Greg, let's go back to Lamar Houston. Where did he go to college?
Lamar Houston. How about Miami?
Nope. Thanks for trying, though. Daddy, I mean, seriously, you look at this list. I'm showing you this list. Would you got any of these? I mean, there's 3 or 4. There's a couple, obviously, I'm not going to say because they're so easy.
Well, yeah, you can see C.J. Spiller.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Brandon Gee. Where did he go to college? He's one of the 16 guys getting invited to the draft.
Tennessee.
Nope, that's incorrect. Thanks for trying. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Danny.
Danny, okay, these 16 guys, I'm picking somebody that's invited to the NFL draft. I've went different with everybody, so Demaryius Thomas, where did he go to college?
Alabama?
No, incorrect. And you know what? I'm going to give the guys a hint. Nobody on the list is from Alabama. Nobody on the list is from Alabama. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dan.
Dan, who did I give you before? Or did I give you somebody before?
I don't even know.
Let's try Demaryius Thomas. Where did he go to college?
Houston.
No, that's not right. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kenny again.
Kenny, let's try Jared Odrick. Defensive tackle, Jared Odrick. Where did he go to college?
Jared Odrick, Pittsburgh.
No. Incorrect. Incorrect. You know what? He's been as close as anybody, though. Kenny was close that time. Let's go back to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
James.
James, where did Derek Morgan, defensive end, go to college?
Virginia Tech.
No, close. Kind of close. Let's stay here. We're doing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy,
where did Joe Hayden go to college?
Florida.
That is right. Jeremy knows that Joe Hayden, cornerback from Florida, one of the 16 that's invited to the NFL draft next Thursday. Hold on the line, and Derek will get your information. We got a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats coming your way. It's grill time. Hey, thanks for playing, and hang on the line. Daddy, I'm serious. I guess I kind of showed you the list here. You know, Ndamukong Suh, Nebraska, Sam Bradford, Oklahoma, Gerald McCoy, Oklahoma, C.J. Spiller, Clemson, Javon Best, California running back. Let's see. Folks in this area would have known that Russell Okung went to Oklahoma State. Trent Williams, I didn't even throw that out. I'm not sure people would have known that one. That's Oklahoma. That's Oklahoma. Joe Hayden went to Florida.
Well, the one guy was Texas, right?
Brandon Gee, Wake Forest. I didn't go with Brian Bulaga or Bulaga. I know, I'm not positive on it, but
he went
Iowa. He's
oh,
Iowa,
okay,
so
that's the Big Ten guy. Okay.
Trent Williams, Oklahoma. Lamar Houston was from Texas. Jared Odrick was from Penn State. Whoever guessed Pittsburgh. Dan Williams was from Tennessee. Derek Morgan and Demaryius Thomas, Georgia Tech. Thomas, a wide receiver. Morgan, a defensive end. And then I didn't use Eric Berry. You know where Eric Berry went?
Tennessee.
Yeah, top safety. Expected to go in the top five as well.
The only one I asked Derek, receiver, the Georgia Tech.
Demaryius Thomas, yeah.
Okay, George, that was the only one that I would have said, well, he's a receiver, it's Georgia Tech, one of those two.
And Joe Hayden's actually been talked about a little, that he could possibly slip in the draft, too. He ran a 4.62, I think, in his first 40 in his pro day or at his first combine that he ran there, which is not good for a quarterback.
I thought Joe might have the best chance to be guessed right. And I wasn't sure about Lamar Houston when I threw that out, you know, if you had a real Big 12 nutso fan that would remember that or not. It just shows you. Woohoo! Everybody's getting ready for the NFL draft. Don't know any of them. Don't know any of them. That's what we do. We prove points here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We ought to do Jeremy's third. Jeremy, right?
Yep, Jeremy's happy.
We ought to do third round or something.
Where was Jeremy from?
Jeremy's from Aurora, actually.
Hey! Home of Joe Brockmire. Talked about him earlier on the show. Congratulations to Jeremy. Daddy, I think possibly an interesting baseball game. I have to ask you this. The games that are on educational television, Kevin Kugler is now done with his massive being cool trip, you know, going to the Masters and doing the NCAA men's basketball tournament and the Olympics. And, you know, it's not going to be long till he's not in Nebraska anymore. Maybe he's based here, but it's not going to be long till he's got a regular gig. What do you think about Kevin Kugler and Adrian Fiala walking in and doing the baseball game for Nebraska Educational Television six times this year?
Well, I don't.
Is that strange?
Yes,
that
I would think that would be very, very awkward.
I mean, of course, Adrian Fiala, and with the spring game coming up Saturday, this will be the first football broadcast without Adrian. The network decided to let him go, and then, you know, they're going to be right next door to Greg Sharp and Lane Grindle and all the gang that's going to be there. And
Awkward would be the word.
None of those guys were in on this decision, but I think it's going to be awkward for Adrian.
I think it's going to be awkward for all of them.
What do you think? Nebraska does better this Tuesday than they did last Tuesday?
We got to hope so.
Against Creighton. Wichita State 21-10, Nebraska 16-16. First pitch tonight is set for 6:35 p.m. Tyler Niederklein going to get the start tonight for Nebraska.
He's a Nebraska kid, Millard West, I believe, freshman. He's been in those midweek games. He's been good at times and kind of lost it at times, so we'll see how he does.
Wichita State going to start freshman right-hander T.J. McGreevy. They had won six in a row, including a win over Oklahoma State before falling Sunday to Southern Illinois in Mo Valley action. Hastings College Baseball playing at York tonight. I hope the wind's blowing out for you boys. Hastings softball playing at Concordia tonight with a doubleheader. UNK Hastings College tennis duel scheduled for today, postponed. Well, actually canceled because it will not be made up. Canceled. Canceled would be the word there. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, going to talk a little high school soccer. Kearney boys are off to a 6-1 start, and they won the GNAC tournament. We'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrick right after this.
Hey, Mike Golick here. As many of you know, I'm a big football guy. I just love the rush of the game. But now that I don't play football anymore, I've got to look elsewhere to get that rush. And Polaris' ATVs and side-by-sides do the trick. You ever go hunting or fly through one in the woods? You can't beat it. And right now, the guys over at Polaris are making it even easier for you to experience the extreme rush of riding one. They're giving up to $1,200 in rebates, plus a lot of great financing for most people. Up to $1,200 cash back, if you ask me. That's a pretty awesome deal. So get on down to your participating Polaris dealership and pick yourself up a Polaris for a great deal. $1,200 in rebates plus great financing on a new Polaris. It's a Polaris XP sales event. Extreme machines, extreme deals.
Offer ends April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area today as we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. A nice sort of chance for showers or storms develops late. With a high of 78, south winds will stay at 15 to 30. Back to 52 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Oh, God, could it be Friday? That'd be so great. That'd be so great. Friday. Where we'll be at Schroeder Smoke Foods in Grand Island getting you ready for the spring game from a special 11-1. Come by and see us coming up on Friday as the show. Back on the road! And then off to the spring game. I don't want to. You're going to think I'm throwing you under the bus here, but you don't want to go to the spring game.
Right.
Why? When 80,000 people want to go to the spring game and you don't want to go. I mean, we've been making fun of people that think this spring football is blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm going to go from a work standpoint. You just not interested.
It just absolutely bored me to tears a year ago. They meet some cool people. I would like it better with the green jerseys off the quarterback when they couldn't.
It will be.
I understand that. Maybe that would be a huge difference. But it seemed to be like a football practice instead of any type of getting into a flow of any actual game at all. And I hated football practice. I never I've always said that was my least favorite thing in my life to do was go through football practice on a 112-degree afternoon from 3 to 6. It just was not that much fun for me.
Oh, you never practice from 3 to 6 in 112-degree heat.
We got plenty of water breaks.
It never happened.
No, we had to. If you want to be a state champion, that's the dedication he gave. What happened? Oh, that's right. Boom, went to Dynamite.
All right. Well, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. The gang at Misco's.
Easton, Louisville, Mizuno, Wilson, they're waiting for you. Baseball and softball gloves. You don't want your kid looking like that one kid. Yeah, your kid went to Misco's. That's right. Bats, Little League, Senior League, Legion, they've got it all. Cleats, Adidas, Nike, Mizuno, catcher's equipment, all sizes. Umpire, gear. Folks, I know some of you umpires out there got the light blue shirt, the dark blue shirt. Well, now they've got red. They probably got a green one.
Tan.
They've got them all. Misco Sports, they'll order in your
probably
size.
Need a couple. You sweat through one, you change it up and wear it for the second game.
Ask Varinalt. They've got triple mediums. They order mine in when I'm refereeing basketball. Uniforms, caps, all you could ever need. Maybe you need to get your football, softball team so you look like the other guys out there. The leggings and everything, they've got it. Misco Sports. In the downtown Kearney Center.
Oh, boy. Who was this pitcher yesterday for Houston? Wouldn't you
They're
slap your
still
parents?
Still have not won.
Wouldn't you slap your parents if they named you Wandy? Wandy? What? W-A-N-D-Y. Wandy Rodriguez. Wandy.
A little bit of a lisp. It happens.
Jeez. What is wrong with you?
They said he wanted to name his kid Wandy, and he let a little bit of a list, so he named it Wandy. This happens. It's not the way it just happens sometimes.
How much longer do you think we'll be on the air?
That's terrible.
She goes through live and something simple.
Lou Holtz would name his kid Wandy?
It might be a possibility. The world is such a special place. When I wake up in the morning, when I go to bed, I just want to learn one more thing. Like if I learn that Montpelier is the capital of Vermont, hell, I'm happy for that particular day.
Yesterday, they held a press conference outside in Boulder, which I don't think there was hardly anybody at, to name the new women's basketball coach at Colorado. Oh, boy. Go to the website if you just, I don't know. No, don't. It would be a waste of time. But Linda Lappe is going to be the youngest women's basketball coach at any BCS school in the country. And, in fact, of any Division I school, there are going to be three 30-year-olds going into next year. She was the coach at Metro State out of the RMAC. And before that, she was an assistant coach under Amy Stevens, the former UNK coach at Drake. And she was there for 3 years, so a lot of ties, at least of interest to Kearney. She's been to the Health and Sports Center, and now she is going to take over a Colorado program that wasn't very good. She played for Colorado through 2003. Honorable mention, all Big 12, but that was when Colorado was really good. They made the NCAA tournament 3 straight years when she was playing, and now they and Missouri are at the bottom of the conference.
Nobody was there, though. No, the athletics that care about it, Colorado.
It is one thing that I still, you know, the president or the athletic director, whoever it was that introduced her yesterday, you know, called it the most beautiful place on earth or something crazy like that. And again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't understand why they can't win at Colorado. I don't understand why they don't have baseball there anymore. For what they seem to have, they don't seem to produce in anything. Football is, and right, I'm just talking, you know, they've had flashes. Football's bad right now. Volleyball's bad right now. Men's and women's basketball bad right now. And they lose their men's basketball coach, so they'll have two new coaches next year. What are they good at? Skiing?
They're one of only four competitive. They're in the top four in skiing. They're one of only four competitive teams.
I mean, they don't have baseball. You don't hear about them in track. They supposedly have a little cash flow out there. I mean, yeah, not enough that they can fire Dan Hawkins and bring in a new coach. But, I mean, I don't understand. People that don't want to compete in athletics go to Colorado? Is that the deal? All the hemp smokers go to Colorado?
That's a good part of it. But you look at the football. You look at the football situation. They get in quality opponents. They can't sell it out. Nebraska's the only game Colorado sells out. And that's because of their utter disdain and hatred for us. Why don't they support their teams?
Well, yeah, it's not like they got a ton of other things going on out there. They do have the Broncos. They do have the Nuggets. They do have the Rockies. But, I mean, Colorado State, I don't know what else is going on out there.
Well, it's not like they're playing at the big house. I mean, there's not 110,000 people there. It's 51 or 2, usually.
The Den Popper inbox says Wandy Rodriguez with the Elma Fudd's son. Scott Steinberg is expected to join us. Let's take a break. We're back after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Every year, Advance Auto Parts recycles 5 million gallons of used motor oil, enough to fill 7 Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's because at Advance, we offer free, convenient oil recycling. Come in today and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for $16.99. Find it for less? We'll match it. See store for details. Our price match guarantee and free oil recycling. Two more reasons to choose Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team is home this weekend to take on Colorado Mines Friday night and Saturday afternoon in a doubleheader starting at noon. The Hastings College baseball team is on the road. They'll play at York Tuesday, Sioux Falls Saturday, and Dakota Wesleyan Sunday. The Nebraska baseball team is home this week, hosting Wichita State Tuesday night at 6:35. Then Kansas rolls in Friday night at 6:35, Saturday at 4:05, Sunday at 1:05. You can hear Husker baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In softball, UNK is at Colorado Pueblo Saturday and Adams State Sunday. Hastings will be at Concordia Tuesday and host Morningside on Saturday. And the Husker softball team will be at Kansas Wednesday, at Iowa State Thursday, and home against Baylor Saturday and Sunday. And don't forget the Nebraska football team's red-white spring game is Saturday at 1 o'clock. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN Radio. I'm Doug Duda.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area today as we'll see a mix of clouds and sun. A nice sort of chance for showers or storms develops late. With a high of 78, south winds will stay at 15 to 30. Back to 52 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 68.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we feed our guests with Burger King. Whether it's breakfast or burgers, or just a little double cheeseburger, their drive-thru special, daily special, dollar quarter pounder double cheeseburger, and their drive-thru special, 32-ounce soft drink, or the, oh, I know you love these, Derek, the iced mocha.
Yes.
That only cost $1.
Yummy.
Breakfast served daily until 11. Check out their sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich. Just a buck every morning. It's insane. We feed our guests in Kearney, two locations, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. That includes the head boys soccer coach at Kearney High. Scott Steinbrück joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get ready to take on Grand Island Thursday, and then they're heading down to the Abbott Sports Complex in Lincoln for action on Saturday. And they've been playing a lot of Saturday soccer lately, and this past Saturday it worked out real well, beating North Platte and Columbus to win the GNAC tournament. And coach, 6-1 start, and the only loss to Southwest, 1-0. You guys seem to be playing pretty good ball right now.
Yeah, we've gotten off to a good start here. You know, graduated 14 seniors off last year's team, only had a couple of returning starters. You know, had a lot of inexperienced kids, but you know, for the most part, they've adjusted to playing soccer at the varsity level. And I think it maybe even exceeded our own coaching staff's expectations here earlier in the season. But the schedule gets tougher. You know, as like you mentioned, we have GI coming up on Thursday, and then we head to Lincoln to play a couple pretty good teams, and then have a potential matchup with North Platte and Columbus rematches at the GNAC next week. So the schedule picks up some steam here, so we'll definitely get tested here in the next couple weeks.
Scott, everybody thought you guys would drop off after those 14 seniors. What did you expect this heading into the season?
Well, you know, we try to tell our kids that we always have high expectations. I heard Bill Self one time say at a coach's clinic that you know, lowering of expectations is a sign of weakness. So we've really been preaching to our kids to, you know, to try to keep those high expectations. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, winning a state championship. We always talk about we want to get to the state tournament and then just kind of see what happens down there. So with that being said, this year was kind of an unknown. We had a great JV team last year. But, you know, I think any coach would say you never know how success at the JV level is going to translate to success at the varsity level. But so far, you know, these kids have made a pretty smooth transition, and a lot of it goes to credit to our seniors. You know, they've done a nice job of stepping into those leadership roles. Josh Coble and Matt Woodman were two returning starters from last year. Josh kind of leads us on offense, and Matt kind of leads us on defense. So things have gone well so far.
Scott Steinbrück, the boys' soccer coach at Kearney High, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As you mentioned, it's going to get a lot tougher here in the next couple of weeks with your schedule, but you've only allowed one goal. The team's only allowed one goal the whole season. Is this competition, or is this a couple of kids on defense that are just shutting it down, especially your goalkeeper?
Well, I think it's a combination of both of those. You know, the competition will get better as the season progresses. But defensively, the kids have really done a nice job. We have all new starters on defense, including our goalie, with the exception of Matt Woodman. He's that defensive captain back there. Dylan Miller has stepped into the goal for us and kind of picked up right where Lance Johnson left off last year. Lance set our school record for shutouts of 13 last year. You know, and Dylan is, you know, along with our defense, has shut out six of our first seven opponents. I don't know. Hopefully we can continue that trend, but and the thing about our defense, they're going to keep getting better. You know, these guys have all, you know, only started seven games with the exception of Matt. So a lot of underclassmen playing back there. I think there is still some potential room for improvement. So hopefully they'll keep getting better. And if we're keeping the ball out of the back of our own net, that means we're going to have a chance to win a lot of games.
Well, Scott, we joke all the time that I lack soccer knowledge, and that's everybody knows that. So I can't pseudo-ask any intelligent questions about that. So I'll stick with philosophy. How much did seeing those kids win the last 2 years, did that help these kids step in with that basically just a winner's mentality?
I think that's been a big part of it. You know, we've had a pretty good run the last few years, and some of these kids were on the varsity team last year. You know, we mentioned Josh and Matt in the starting roles, and a few of these kids were reserves. You know, so when you're around, you know, kids, I know a lot of our coaches up here will say success breeds success. So when you're a part of those programs that are winning and winning big games and playing in the state tournament, you know, I think part of it is the next year's group of kids, you know, don't want to be the team to kind of break a streak or to not have as successful of season. So I think they, you know, they really worked hard in the off season to put themselves in a position where even though the so-called experts maybe picked Kearney to be a little bit down this year, I think they're out to prove a lot of people wrong. And so, you know, we had a great season last year, but, you know, this is kind of our time to shine, and this is our year, so we're going to give it another run. And so far they've done it. You know, we've played ourselves into a position where, you know, not that rankings matter now, but they're kind of slowly climbing the ranks a little bit. And you know, this weekend versus Grand Island and then the tournament in Lincoln, it's just another step in the process. Ultimately, we want to play ourselves in a position where we can maybe host our own district tournament. District tournament is kind of like it was for volleyball and basketball this year. Everybody's, you know, seeded 1 through 28. The difference for soccer is if you're one of those top seven seeds, you get to host the district tournament. And that's going to be a huge advantage for us if we can stay in that top seven, potentially have some Lincoln and Omaha schools having to come all the way out here to play in the district tournament.
Scott, explain to the casual fan like me what's different about, say, a Millard West or an Elkhorn when you hear about club soccer. You know, we see kids playing all over town quite a bit growing up, but what's the difference between those programs and your program here?
Well, I think the difference is, and we've closed the gap a little bit over the last several years, is depth and maybe depth of talent, whereas at Millard West, they're going to be 1 through 30 deep of kids that have played soccer from the time they were 5, and in a lot of cases, that's the only sport that they play. You know, we have a handful of kids that have specialized and just gone the soccer route, but, you know, most years we're not going to have the depth and the overall talent level that some of those Millard schools or Westside, some of those guys have. But we have a lot of kids that play a lot of different sports. They've committed themselves to the weight room. They've committed themselves to getting bigger, stronger, and faster. Whether they've been playing football or basketball or baseball, they've just developed that competitive mentality. Big games don't scare them. They've been in a lot of big game situations in other sports. And combine that with the kids that are truly unbelievable soccer players that have just spent a lot of time, you know, out of the soccer fields on their own or going to soccer camps. I like the mix of kids. I like the attitude our kids have. They see it as a great challenge every time we play somebody from Lincoln or Omaha. Because, like it or not, there's always going to be that little bit of a lack of respect. Even by us making the state championship last year, a lot of teams would probably say, oh, it was just a once-in-a-lifetime deal for Kearney. You know, but these kids are hungry to get back there. And, you know, they look at it as a great challenge every time we're playing somebody from the eastern part of the state.
Scott, you'll get that opportunity this weekend. Talk about this week's opponents. Start with Grand Island Thursday, and you could see a couple metro schools, maybe southeast this weekend.
Well, starting with Grand Island, you know, I say this all the time, but it doesn't matter what the sport is or what the records are. When you put Kearney and Grand Island together, it's enough of a rivalry. These kids know each other. They've played against each other for a long time. It's going to be a competitive match. Grand Island's a team that honestly, coming into the season, I think we're on a lot of people's short list to maybe be a state championship contender. For whatever reason, they've struggled a little bit, but I fully expect them to have things figured out by Thursday and give us all that we can handle. So hopefully we'll get by GI. We can't obviously look past them, but then looking to the weekend, when you're talking about a couple metro area schools and Lincoln Southeast, that's just another good proving ground for us. Last year we went down there, we beat Elkhorn and then got beat by Westside. But that was probably a good learning experience for us because it kind of let us know how we stacked up against some of those teams. Elkhorn and Westside have a lot of players back from last year. Southeast has struggled a little bit, but you know what? They're still Lincoln Southeast. They got more players out than probably any other school in Lincoln, so I'm sure there are some good soccer players in the mix there.
Scotty, I can look ahead a little bit at your schedule. Millard West comes to Kearney. How did that happen?
That's an exciting matchup. That was a situation where we were actually taking a little bit of heat, us and some other schools, you know, of not maybe scheduling some of those metro schools because of our geography. And I had a coach's clinic this summer. I was sitting there with a lot of Lincoln and Omaha schools, and I just kind of said, you know, if anybody wants to play us, we have a couple open dates. And I'll give the Millard West coaches a lot of credit because, you know, they enjoyed playing us in the state tournament. They, you know, they beat us on a last-second goal there. And they said, you know what, coach, we have a lot of respect for your program. We'd love to have a little two-year commitment with you guys. We'll come to Kearney the first year, and you guys come to Millard West the second year. So that of all the coaches that I brought it up to, they were the only ones that were willing to do it. I know it's tough for Omaha schools to get on a bus and come out here in the middle of the week, but to Millard West's credit, they were willing to do it. And that'll be a fun way to wrap up our regular season in a rematch of last year's state championship game. That'll be kind of a good test for us heading into the postseason.
A precursor, if you will.
Using those big words, Tony. Well, Scott, hey, good luck this week. We'll talk with you again soon and keep things rolling for the Bearcats.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Scott Steinbrook joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head coach of the Kearney Bearcat boys. Expect them when the new rankings come out later this week, Thursday, that they'll move up those rankings after winning the GNAC tournament. So, yeah, that's good to see. Obviously, the Kearneys, the Grand Islands, the Hastings, the North Platts, the Columbuses, they want to play Omaha schools and Lincoln schools. They usually get their crack at just about every Lincoln school. But the Millards and the Papillions are starting to work in Bellevue. We still haven't really cracked a lot with anything that says Omaha in front of it, which just maybe the way it is. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox before we get out of here, Daddy. Wait a minute. Derek, I don't understand this one. I don't get it. Greg and Roseland, we were talking about why they don't win at Colorado, and maybe because just non-athletes come there to smoke camp. What's that email mean?
Yeah, Greg and Roseland chimes in. They're good at burning the cron. I think he's referring to the chronic. You know.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
You know, like Jim Rome would say, the lettuce.
What are you talking about?
The marijuana, the Mary Jane.
Oh!
Apparently they like that up in Boulder.
We just call that crop out on the farm. Anyway, Daddy, anything more?
Well, Irish Ken chimes in, as always. Say, after listening to today's show, I have one thing to say. And you think I'm crazy? I got to tell you, the boys in the white coats may not have arrived yet, but they're definitely gassing their vehicle and on their way. Thanks, Ken.
What do you think he was referring to?
I don't know, because I think we got off topic today, and we may have had some fun. I don't know. Kind of got crazy. Kind of wild.
Nebraska's losing one of their assistant women's coaches, Troy Verdi, to Kansas. He, instead of being like the third assistant at Nebraska, he'll now be like the head assistant at Kansas.
I see so many coaches on the, like, Oklahoma with Sherry Cole. They must have five of them. What do you do?
Well, recruiting, and usually when you get to that stage, all of a sudden there's more room on the bench for some of these people that come along and are part of the staff. And
I know you got to start at the bottom. Here you go. Chart it.
30-year-old Linda Laffey. That's where they start. That's where they go. They find the situation. Hey, we want to thank Scott Steinbrück, the head soccer coach at Kearney High, for joining us on the show today. And had a little fun with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Tomorrow on the program, it's Wednesday. That means our annual Loper Link. We're going to catch up with Loper football coach Daryl Morris to talk about how the spring has went for him. And, you know, we might find another couple special guests come on the show tomorrow. Kansas baseball coach coming up on Thursday, and Joe DeMeo, and more coming up as the week progresses.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Royals baseball coming your way after this update.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!